Shalom lachem.
Hello, thank you for joining us. We're here in New Life, the series of discussions with Rav Lightman. Hello, Rav Lightman. Hello, you all. Our program today is 1249, and the topic is the difficulty to make changes in life. Look, Rav Lightman, I think one of the things that a person hates most in life is change. I, for instance, really feel this with myself. When there's something, and I know it, and it's a known, it's a given. I'm comfortable. I know it's positives, it's negatives, everything. Move one little thing in my life and I go crazy. Even if you tell me, listen, I'm moving you from this state to the next state and it'll be better for you. Wait, first of all, don't touch. I feel this with myself a lot, but it seems like in general, most people don't like change. All of a sudden, we're living in a period of time where the corona comes, and without asking us, without letting notice, giving us a notice, it comes and gives us a flood of changes. What is going on with us? How will we be able to deal with the changes that are actually kind of coercing us, raping us to change? I'll tell you even more. If you don't get used to the fact that there will be changes, it'll be very bad for you. You need as fast as possible to get used to the fact that you're living in changes, constant changes. Every day will bring forth the harvest. This is horrible. Why do I need to get accustomed to changes? Because if nothing changes, it's like being dead. No, I'm not taking it to some kind of extreme that nothing changes. Many things can change within the known framework. I'm not against growth, innovation, blossoming. It's all fine within my framework. Just as long as I know and understand and how much I allow, permit, then, God forbid, no more, no less. Yes, that sounds good to me. For those changes, I'm willing to sign. And who not? If they're for the good, and for sure, and for the good, certainly. Now let's go back to the corona. The corona comes, and it's making changes for us. It's changing people's lives from one extreme to another, giving us anxiety about what will be. How should we deal with these changes that are coercing us towards change? You probably have a lack of faith. You're already getting into such a pose that you're protecting yourself. What's a lack of faith? A lack of faith in what? Of the upper providence. Most of the people I know, I don't know if most of them, but many people that I know don't believe any upper providences or any religious concepts. So how do we need to? How they are? Leave us with that. We're talking about you. No, me. I just opened the discussion. I think that most people, changes are not convenient for them. They're not comfortable. So let's start with like this. You know what? Explain to me the nature of man. Is it right that a person doesn't naturally like change? Is the nature of person like change? Rav, a person wants good naturally. He wants good. Yes, how does that have to do with change? That if it's changes for the good, why not? Why wouldn't he want? I get up in the morning and I think, what will I have today? I forgot. I have a party. Yes? In the afternoon, I have lunch with my friends. And in the morning before that, I'm going to the pool with my friends to swim. So look, in the morning, the swim. In the afternoon, a lunch with a nice restaurant with friends. In the evening, a party. Well, thank God. What a day. Good surprises are accepted with joy. Well, but each time it's something new. That didn't happen yesterday. Right, but this is good, certain. Oh, there you go, certain. That's the question. Whether I am certain that it will be good for me. If so, then I agree with the changes. Nice. I don't know a person that is certain, other than certain fanatical people that I want to put on the side, that their tomorrow will be better than today. That's why when change comes, the person gets pressured. Am I saying it correctly? Yes. Okay. Now, during the time of the corona, we're in a certain point where we're before changes? Certainly. So it's natural that it pressures us. No, how do you know what kind of changes will be? I'm asking you. Oh, if you understand that this period of corona that is occurring now is actually inviting us for changes, you're right. You think it invites changes in us? For sure. What kind? We won't be able to tolerate it this way. What changes? Changes depend on us, whether they will be for the good or for the bad. Whether we will want to understand the meaning of this coronavirus and what it's drawing us toward, what it wants, what we have to overcome, or if it's worthwhile at all, accordingly we will advance. Ahead of us there's always a better path and a worse path. So I really want to help, to get helped by you to understand how to go through this period of time in the better way. Towards, do I need to prepare myself for changes? And if so, which? You need to prepare yourselves for changes. What changes? Changes according to how you behave. You need to know how to behave in order to found to determine the results of the corona to a good way. Can we aim this, the effects of this virus, to the good? Of course. What, didn't we do this with all our diseases and all the problems that we met along the way throughout our history? To aim to a good result, meaning to find a medicine? To find an antivirus. An antivirus can be not necessarily in the form of pills or injections. It could be completely something new and different. In what other way? I don't know. But we need to see. We need to be open for... I don't think it necessarily has to be in a biological way. Then in what way? Psychologically. It needs to be done psychologically? Yes, yes. Let's say we start thinking well of each other. We start connecting with one another. And then we will take advantage of this coronavirus to the point where we build a new society, where we exploit it and beat it. Let's see if I understood. And we will also understand that in its essence, it didn't come to destroy us. It came only to straighten us out. This virus came to change us as people, as a human society? Yes, to improve us. What's the essence of the change? Where does it want to change us? From where to where? What change does it want to generate in us? For us to be more considerate of one another. To increase the level of consideration of a person towards others? Yes, this virus is coming to tell us that we are living in an integral system, a global system, which is connected from one side to the other, in each and every one of us, and in all of us together, and that no medicine will help us if we won't be connected between us in a nice and good connection towards one another. Why won't any medicine help? Because the medicine needs to be here, a spiritual medicine, an emotional medicine, and not biological. But the virus is biological. Yes, but it's just a sign, a symbol of how badly we are connected. If they find a biological medicine for the cure for the virus, what will happen? I don't believe. In place of it, a worse virus will come. Why? Because we need to be connected in a good way between us. And this virus is just showing where we're missing, where we're hitting this unified system. So this change, if I understood what you said, the big essential change this corona wants to lead us towards is to increase our consideration towards one another. Correct. So let's relate it to this way. Let's say we're accustomed to be considerate to one another on level 2. So what does corona want? First, to start being considerate on degree 8, on level 8? Yes? Very well. So let's say this is my habit, to be considerate to others, level 2. No more. 3 is too big. You're saying that corona wants to bring you to the level of consideration of level 8. Well, 8, in a mutual way. doesn't matter. At least it's going to be changed. And the meaning of this change is to increase the consideration. And it's hard for me. Of course it's hard. I'm used to two. Of course. Even in two, you would go down to one if you could. Exactly. When I'm a little more nerved up, when I'm a little angry, it even goes down to zero. Excellent. Now, how can you take this place that I'm in? How do I change it? What gives me the strength to change it? How do you change habits? Because it's bad for you and you're looking for a remedy. That's the medicine. Medicine isn't just a pill that you swallow. It's everything that improves. It's called the medicine. And this is what we need. So you're saying in order to change a habit, you need to realize that what you have right now is bad for you. Yes? Let's say a smoker. We'll take this as an example. He's being driven crazy by this point for years to tell him that he's going to get sick from it. Let's say, God forbid, he even received something in his heart. And the doctor says to him, listen, buddy, if you don't want to come back to me or go back to a worse place very soon, stop smoking. He goes home, traumatized for a week, a month or two. He forgot about the whole story. He goes back to smoking. He knows that it's bad for him, but he can't stop. How do you uproot bad habits? The knowledge that it's bad for me is probably not enough. I'm telling you out of my experience through the society. When the society comes and says, you will stop to smoke, we won't keep you together with us in the society. We're going to repel you from this society if you don't... Hold on. I know someone who I told such a thing after he had a heart attack. I told him, if you want to continue to be my friend, stop confusing me. We live once, and I will do what I think is right. With all respect, due respect to doctors, I feel like smoking, it calms me down. I would prefer to smoke. Meaning smoking for him is more important than connecting with you. He said to me, don't drive me crazy. No. In other words, leave those words. He's saying it this way. I prefer the cigarette to my connection with you. It could be if I... Not it could be. That's how it sounds. If I continue to say, he just gets angry with me. There's no one to talk to. Not getting angry. I'm talking about without being angered. But this anger is... What do you mean without anger? Without the nerves. You either stop smoking or we're going to stop the connection between us. One or the other. What will be? I don't know. What do you mean you don't know? That's what I'm placing before you. That's the choices. So let's translate it so that every person will be able to understand what we're talking about. I'm repeating the question. What can give a person the strength to uproot a habit, even though he knows this habit is harmful, and he doesn't give it up? What will be the thing? That he's going to lose something great, something greater than the pleasure he gets from smoking. Also today, when I feel like taking a cigarette, and I feel like it, every day, yes? I place myself in that same sentence, which is, if I take it, I am disconnecting myself from my society. Because that's what they said. Meaning a person needs to depict to himself what he's missing, what he's losing. So it'll be very clear to him, and it will be at a higher measure, higher weight of my fun of keeping that habit. Then I'll have the strength to move forward. Yes. I want to take you to a sentence that's called, habit becomes second nature. I will take you to a different example. Please. After they did this exercise for me, I received the strength to stop smoking, and that strength stems from them thinking about it. Meaning people can help one another with the force of their thought. Of course, that's how they operated on me. As today, after 15 years, I don't know how many years, when I take, let's say, a cigarette and want to light it, that force of theirs is still operating on me. So I have two means that you taught me now how to change habits. One is a person needs to depict to himself how much he's missing out, how he's losing if he continues with this habit that is harmful. And two, a person needs to ask from people who are around him to think of him to succeed, and it will give them the forces. Yes, an external strength. So we have two. There's a sentence that says, Habit becomes second nature. Yes. What does that mean? What is that sentence? Is it like a sentence that is anti-developmental? What do you mean a habit becomes second nature? It means that you can't change habits. That if I get accustomed to something, it becomes like nature for me. And then someone will come and say, look, you need to change. You can't. It's already your nature. So I will have to invest forces in my nature that I have acquired in order to rid myself of it. Can a person acquire a third nature? Certainly, it's like that every time, each time. There's no problem. I understood. I'm going back with you to the period of the corona. You told me that this virus is, it's coming to teach us how to be more considerate of one another, to rise from this level to that level. Otherwise, sit at home, disconnected from one another. I didn't understand that threat. If you can't be more considerate of each other, to relate nicely to one another, then sit disconnected at home, each in his apartment. But the closure is done. We just decided that, but that doesn't mean anything. According to the state of our health, it hasn't been over. We are obligated to sit disconnected from one another. Why? Because we're still not in good thoughts towards one another. What's the connection? Because the disconnect was so that we will not constantly project to one another these bad thoughts. Do we have habits that are connected to this? Many. Which, for example, negative ones or positive ones? Negative ones. You said that we're projecting bad thoughts. When I look at the other, I negatively cancel him out. What does it mean that I'm canceling him? How bad he is, how not good he is, how he's like this and like that. I can't look at him in a nice way, like I look at my small child. Why? Because I'm the ego. I am all in my ego. What does it mean, the ego? The ego is the desire to enjoy, to receive just for myself and not for others. How is that connected to the way you look at others? The worse it is for another, it's better for me. That's a little psychopathic. No, it's the truth. The more people suffer, it's better for the person that's looking at them? Yes, because relative to them, if they're suffering, then I'm relatively not suffering. I don't grasp that. But let's put that on the side for a second. You said you need to develop a new observation, a new way of looking at people around you. So there's a change of a habit. Yes? Define those changes. From what way of seeing things do I have to change to what way of seeing things? From hatred to love. Hatred to who? Hatred to others. And if it's a person that I could be that I hate him, I don't hate him. It doesn't matter. You hate everyone, just to a different extent. We are accustomed to say about hatred that I really hate. Yes, because I don't really, in practice, no, I hate specific people very much. Yes, and if I just like that, disregard and I don't care, that's not called hatred. In my eyes, that's all hatred. Does that have to do with the concept that you said of consideration and not considering and the level of consideration? Yes. Okay, now I want, because I see that I only have 7 minutes, I want everything we talked about to translate to practical counsels, to advice. So I want 3 tips, practical tips, of how I can use to acquire a new habit from during this period that I'm dealing with him. What is the first one? The first one is that I try to relate to others in a good way. Because we are in a mechanism, in one mechanism, and we're dependent on one another, we're connected to one another, and we stabilize one another. We stabilize the atmosphere that can be either friendly or unfriendly towards the coronavirus. That's the first habit. Yes. Second habit. The second habit. I come to a state in which I relate to others in the form of love. But I love them. I want to be connected with them. Not because of the coronavirus, but because I saw through the coronavirus that when I relate to others, well, my life became better. Everyone loves me. I love everyone. There's a certain situation which does good for everyone. And then I'm not afraid of anything, not just from corona, biologically or physically, not biologically, not physically, not psychologically or anything. I'm living like a baby who lives on his mother's hands. The third habit is when I come to the form of love that is completely independent of what I receive from others. I have acquired during these two previous exercises that to love is the reward, that to love someone is the good itself. And that's how I behave. Okay, so I wrote for myself three new habits that you have recommended. Now, I will tell you what I wrote. Tell me that I wrote it right, and then I want you to give me a certain practical advice of how I start exercising. The first was to relate well to the other, to start relating well to the other people, because I understand that we're all part of one mechanism, and we're dependent on one another, and that's why I must relate to them well. The second one was to start developing an attitude of love, not because we have some kind of common problem like the corona, but to start an attitude of love, because then all of our lives will be better. And the third one was to start practicing the fact that the love itself is good without any connection to what feedback I get from them. So let's start with the first level, relating well to the one to the other. What kind of, give me an exercise that I can practice this. I'm used to relate well to myself mostly, to my children, to people I love, but not to any person. Give me one tip how I can exercise that muscle of relating well to others. Try to express love to another. What is love? Not love, but start hugging every single person, but rather try to show others that you want their benefit, that you want what is beneficial to them. And you'll feel how they, in return, also relate to you this way. Let's say I come tomorrow morning to work. How do I implement this exercise? Don't you know? Each and every one likes to be related to nicely. Well, women like a nice word, how beautiful her new hairdo is, or something. Doesn't matter what. Compliments. Yes, compliments. And a man that probably, you must have done some, it looks like you were into the gym and you look like you're stronger. Doesn't matter what kind of things, regular things. But it's already sounding from you as a different attitude. Positive waves that they're not used to, as I assume. So I start to spread positive waves by giving compliments to people around me. Yes, for them to understand your attitude. Okay, you gave me an example for my colleagues at work. Let's say I come back home today from work. How do I start spreading positive waves at home? My wife and my kids are waiting for me. How do I spread positive waves? There, you need to be delicate. Otherwise, they will be very cautious. They'll wonder what's happening with you. Gently meaning it won't be drastical relative to yesterday. So give me a little gentle action that can immediately start producing a positive wave. No matter what your wife prepares for you for dinner, it's always excellent. Yes, I hit the right spot, right? Yes? Okay, and with the children? Even if things are not going for them at school or something, you caress them and you say, nevertheless, I love you without any thing to do with your success in school. Let's say I will try to practice all these nice things that you told me now. How long will it take before it raises me to the degree from degree two that we're in to the next degree, to three? How long do we need to exercise this in order to feel a change in my attitude towards others? You will feel it yourself. I can't say. Time is up to you. If I, as an individual, start practicing this consideration in the other, will it be contagious to people around me? For sure. Within what period of time? It'll be viral. There's a viral form here. What does that mean, viral? Viral, the more you spread your positive waves, that's how you will feel, that it's returning to you. How will this have an influence? We start with the corona that comes to our lives in order to change many things in our lives. That you defined as the main change that corona came was to raise the level of consideration we have for one another. How will these exercises influence our health, our protection from the second wave of corona, say? Rav, it will influence all the levels, from the highest possible degree to the lowest possible degree. What is the upper and what is the lower degree? The upper degree is the change of the relations between people. And the lower degree is the degrees of how you get along in life with everyone, with your car, with anything different, meaning in everything you see that you might be more successful. What difference is there? It seems to me that I filled up the same gas tank, but it seems like I traveled more than before, and it's not done with yet. Is that possible? Virus. What does that mean, virus? A virus. Yes, it's a virus. Everything happens, Rav Lightman. Our time is over. You're leaving us curious as usual. I really, really thank you. Good luck to you. Amen and amen. Thank you for being with us. New Life, learning how to live well. All the best. Good day.